أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق. Yesterday we discussed the Shan and Nuzul, the occasion when these ayat were revealed. Today we will discuss briefly the introduction that is given to the ruku that is coming. And that is that when Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala had sent Adam alayhi salatu wa salam in this world together with his wife Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam, then whenever she was expecting, was pregnant, then she gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. And the masala and the ruling at that time was there was no one else in the world. So the boy and girl of the one set of the birth would marry, the boy will marry the girl of the next pregnancy, and the girl will marry the boy of the next pregnancy. They could not marry brother of the twin set. They could not marry each other. So the first that was born was Habil, and his wife was very, very pretty. The next set that was born was Qabil, and his wife was not that pretty. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam explained to them the law of Allah Ta'ala that Habil will marry Qabil's sister. That Qabil will marry Habil's sister. So Qabil was not prepared for this. He wanted to marry his own sister, which was very Habil. He wanted to marry his own sister, which was very pretty. So Musa, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam explained to them the law of Allah Ta'ala, but he was not prepared to accept. Then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, let us conclude this matter in this way, that both of you make a sacrifice to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, and whose sacrifice is accepted, according to that we will do. So they both sacrificed. Habil was a stock farmer, animals farmer. So he slaughtered the best sheep that he had, and he presented it for qurbani, for sacrifice to Allah Ta'ala. While Qabil, he was doing farming, etc. So he took some like useless and not good grain, and he presented that as sacrifice. So when they presented it, and at that time it was the system of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala that the fire would come down from the skies, and that which is accepted, it would devour it, it will burn it out. And what is not accepted would be left just like that. So when the fire came, then the sacrifice of Habil, which was of that very good sheep, that was burnt out. So that was accepted by Allah Ta'ala. While what Qabil had presented, that was not accepted. So Qabil became jealous then of his brother, and in his fury of jealousy, he killed him. And when he had killed him, now he did not know what to do with his body. Because he wanted to hide it from his father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So he sat there, and Allah Ta'ala made a crow to come, and the crow dug a hole, and another dead crow, it buried it in that hole. Then Qabil felt very ashamed of himself, that I haven't even got so much brains like this crow has got. Anyway, then he dug a hole, and he buried his brother Habil in that. And so in this way, the first murder of the world took place also. And it is also recorded that everyone who murders, their guna goes onto Qabil, because he was the first murderer. And then Habil married the sister that was of Qabil, and then progeny carried on in the world. And this was the system of Allah Ta'ala. The explanation of it comes in the ayat which follow here, and which we will read inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to learn to obey the commands of Allah, know His commands and obey them. And the main thing here is of jealousy. When a person is jealous of somebody, then that leads to lot of big gunas in the world. May Allah save us all, inshallah.